91X News.
It's minus 16 and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Melissa LaMare. Attawapiskat Chief Teresa Spence is set to end her 43-day hunger protest today, which was aimed at forcing the government to deal with the First Nations communities on a nation-to-nation basis. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says days of discussion to convince Spence to end her protest intensified over the past few days and accumulated in a 13-point declaration that will be taken up by the federal opposition parties.
Teresa Spence has been subsisting on fish broth and medicinal tea since December 11th in a bid to push Prime Minister Stephen Hopper and the Governor General together to deal with the plight of impoverished Aboriginal communities. Elders from the Algonquin community of Kitigan-Zibi have been asked to meet with Spence this morning in her teepee on Victoria Island near the Parliament buildings. The plan is to engage in a walking-out ceremony as they leave the tent for the final time.
Effectively, Spence will now rely on the federal opposition parties to keep pushing for the Prime Minister and Governor General to meet together with First Nation leaders, this way to deal with the plight of impoverished Aboriginal communities. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to name a new chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Reporter Ann Compton says attorney Mary Jo White will be named leader of Wall Street's watchdog.
To police Wall Street, President Obama is nominating a New York prosecutor, Mary Jo White, to the SEC. To police consumer financial activity, he is renominating a former prosecutor, Richard Cordray. As the economy recovers, the president is emphasizing rules designed to prevent another financial meltdown.
White has had broad experience in prosecuting white-collar crimes and will lead an agency that has a central role in implementing Wall Street reform. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is expected to announce today that American women will now be allowed to serve in combat roles. Reporter Martha Radetz has details.
What this really reflects is the reality of the last decade of war. Well more than 100 women have died in Iraq and Afghanistan, where the front line has blurred. But this does take it to a new level. They could be officially part of infantry units, perhaps special forces, if they meet the physical standard.
Military chiefs must decide whether women should be excluded from any of the more demanding and deadly positions, such as Navy SEALs or the Army's Delta Force. Ontario is helping young people currently in and leaving the care of Children's Aid Society's transition to adulthood and succeed. In response to the recently released report from the Youth Leaving Care Working Group, the government is investing approximately $24 million in new resources and supports to help youth transition to adulthood successfully. Smokers, the provincial government wants you to quit. A new government plan aims to make Ontario the province with the lowest smoking rates in Canada. The province has earmarked nearly $3 million to help people with smoking-related illnesses stay smoke-free after they recover and to cut smoking rates in some occupations. Health Minister Deb Matthews announced the initiative yesterday as part of the annual National Non-Smoking Week Awareness Campaign, which continues through Saturday. A credit monitoring company has some encouraging news about Canadian credit debt. Roger Ward has the story.
Credit monitoring firm Equifax Canada says the number of people more than 3 months behind on non-mortgage loan payments has dropped to a record low. Their study finds the percentage of unpaid non-mortgage debt past due more than 90 days was 1.19% in the fourth quarter of 2012, a slight decrease from 1.22% in the third quarter. However, the study also saw an increase of 3.2% on non-mortgage loans, including car leases and credit cards, which is higher than the previous quarter. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Britain's data regulator has fined Sony nearly $40,000 for having insufficient security measures to prevent a cyber attack on its PlayStation network. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
The attack in 2011 put millions of users' personal information at risk. Simon Entwistle from the Information Commissioner's Office here says while Sony did have some security in place,
they could have done more. I mean, that's the message I think we want to get across here. They could have done more.
That, he contends, means using more up-to-date security software. Sony, meanwhile, strongly disagrees with the ruling and it plans to appeal. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The Toronto Zoo's one-year-old polar bear cub Cub will be heading to a new state-of-the-art home at the Assiniboine Park Zoo in Winnipeg later this month. Visitors can see Hudson at the Toronto Zoo until the end of the day Sunday, which is January 27th, when he goes off exhibit. The Assiniboine Park Zoo has recently completed the International Polo Bear Conservation Center, a component of the Journey to Churchill exhibit currently under construction. Hudson will be the first polo bear to inhabit the new facility prior to moving into a Journey to Churchill in 2014. Zombies are coming to Belleville. Current Loyalist TV and new media student Jonathan McFall and Loyalist graduate Jacob Cote tag team to produce a short movie about zombies. Sarah Armour has the story.
After discussing ideas for a new project, Loyalist TV and new media student Jonathan McFall decided zombies are where it's at.
They wanted to do actually another thing, LA noir movie, but it was going to be way too complex and stuff like that. So something that I wanted to do with zombie movies, it's more mainstream, it's more marketable, and everyone loves it. So that's where the idea basically came from.
5 Hours Till Dawn is about survivors in an airport waiting to be picked up. But for some reason, the pilot is only able to pick up one. At the same time, there are zombies on the way. Jacob Cote is a Loyalist grad and the assistant director. He says The Walking Dead is an inspiration behind the film.
We're both fans of the show, so we want to make something of that caliber. So it's, yeah, makeup and acting and location is key. And so I think we're on our way.
Filming is set to begin in April. The pair are trying to raise $2,000 to help fund the movie. Sarah Armour, QNET News, Belleville.
That's your 91X News. It's 12:06. Sports is next after this commercial break.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you call, we answer. It works like this. Say your house is broken into. First, you call your State Farm agent. Then, they pick up. Next, you try to recover from the fact that an actual human being answered. And finally, your agent takes care of things so you don't have to. Yes, it's that simple. After all, isn't a stranger using your house as their personal shopping mall bad enough?
In Quinte West, call State Farm Insurance Agent Peter Webb at 394-5200.
Good afternoon, I'm Melissa Lemire with 91X Sports. In Junior A, Kingston Voyagers versus Whitby Fury, at the Invista Center, the game starts at 7. As the Stouffville Spirits host the Cobourg Cougars at the Stouffville Arena at 7:30. Toronto Lakeshore Patriots and Orangeville Flyers at the MasterCard Center, game is at 8. Also, in the Empire B Junior C Hockey League, action tonight is against the Picton Pirates versus the Amherst Jets at Prince Edward Community Center, game at 7:30. Last night, the Bulls took the East Division lead when they defeated Oshawa 4-1. Tonight, the Peterborough Petes host the Belleville Bulls at 7:05. With one win and three losses to the Petes, hopefully the Bulls can keep the momentum from last night's game going. It's a big blow for the Toronto Maple Leafs. First line forward Joffrey Lupul is expected to miss several weeks after suffering a fractured forearm in last night's win at Pittsburgh. He'll be re-evaluated today. The Maple Leafs are home to the New York Islanders tonight. The Washington Capitals are still looking for their first win of the season. They're home to Montreal this evening in one of 10 NHL games on this evening. The Capitals have dropped two straight games. Ottawa is at Florida and Edmonton is home to Los Angeles. The Washington Capitals are still looking for their first win of the season. They're home to Montreal. The Toronto Raptors will continue their Florida swing with a stop in Orlando tonight. Toronto is coming off an overtime defeat last night in Miami. There are only two other games on this evening's schedule. New York is at Boston and Phoenix is home to the LA Clippers. Novak Djokovic defeated David Ferrer 6-2, 6-2, 6-1 to advance to the finals at the Australian Open. Djokovic says his easy win over Ferrer can only be good for him leading up to the final.
Being able to perform as well as I did, I mean, it's incredible. And I have a great feeling about myself on the court at this moment.
On the women's side, the final set is Li Na will face defending champion Victoria Azarenka. Li advanced with a 6-2, 6-2 win over Maria Sharapovic, while Azarenka beat Sloane Stephens 6-1, 6-4. Sammy Sosa thinks he should get the nod for Cooperstown. He tells the website Ustreak.com that he thinks he and fellow steroid-tainted star Mark McGuire should be in the Hall of Fame. Sosa goes so far as to say he thinks the Cubs should retire his number. He adds he might be interested in running for president of the Dominican Republic. Send us your team or league sports scores. Email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's your weather. Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of flurries, high minus 12. Tonight, clear with some overcast, low minus 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with some flurries, high minus 8. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, low minus 15, high minus 8. It's 12:10 and it's minus 16 outside. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Melissa Lemaire. News is next at 1.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
Parental discretion is advised.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.